Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's good to be with you today as we continue on Psalm 119. We've now moved into the next stanza named Dalef, verses 25 to 32. I thought we would read them as we continue along in our study. Verse 25, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I've declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments have I laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. May God bless us and encourage us as we move through these verses, as we're in today, verse number 25. We read again, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. You know, this picture, and the psalmist has such a great way to paint to us the feelings and emotions that he was going through. In this case, he talks about the soul, the soul of man, and his soul in particular, how it was clinging to the dust. We don't know what brought him to that place, but the picture of somebody that's downcast, somebody that's really discouraged, somebody that might be going through a bout of depression. There are those that would like to think that Christians never experience times of discouragement, or yet Christians never experience depression. But yet we see here in the psalmist that he was going through this period that he was feeling really discouraged, that it brought him down to a place where he felt like he was clinging to the dust, where he hit the ground and he couldn't look up. You know, according to some reports I've been reading lately, they tells us that there's approximately 18.8 million of America adults, or 9.5% of the U.S. population above the age of 18 in a given year have depression disorders. Depression truly affects all kinds of people, regardless of age, geographic location, or demographics, or social positions. It really does affect people's lives. I find it's interesting, in this article by PBS article, where they wrote that there was, in the year 2010, there was 38,000 U.S. suicides, and more of them were brought. The leading way that they committed suicide was through mortar accidents, or through car accidents or motorcycle accidents. You know, it's really disturbing to realize that as people deal with discouragement. And again, in the psalmist, we don't know what it is. It might be a momentary time of feeling down or discouraged, or it might be a length of time. What we want to do is take a look at biblically. What is God's resolve? What is the psalmist resolved in order to help us during our time of discouragement? And I think it's important that we see here in the psalm where it says, my soul clings to the dust. Then he says, revive me according to your word. And that word revive simply means bring me back to life. And maybe this day you're feeling discouraged in any way. You know, the way that we find our way out of discouragement, maybe you feel like you're stuck in the mud and you can't get moving forward. I remember one time in my life as a kid growing up, my mom would always build this large garden out back. And during the springtime in Minnesota, after the heavy snow would start to melt off, what you would get is the snow would really seep down into the ground, and you would have some really thick mud. And so I decided one day, as my mom asked me to head off to the local grocery store to pick up some milk and bread, and on my way back, I decided to take a shortcut through the garden. After I got about halfway through, I got stuck in the mud. My boots started sinking, and before you know it, I could not move. I was a young fellow, probably 9, 10 years old, and during that time, we would venture out and do things back in those days. Well, being stuck, My brother came by and he started laughing at me as he would see me stuck in the mud. And eventually I cried out to my brother, says, Rick, would you please come pull me out of the mud? And he laughed, and sure enough, being a good brother that he is, he came in, he pulled me out of that mud. Well, that's kind of what the psalmist is saying. I'm stuck in the mud. I'm discouraged. I'm down in my life. He says, Lord, would you please bring me back to life? Would you please revive me according to your word? See, the word of God is really our resolve, what we truly need. In the psalmist, in Psalm 42:11, the psalmist asks himself, David asked himself, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? As it was some way or another, something brought into his life a time of discouragement. Why art thou disquieted within me? And then he gave himself his own answer as he exhorted himself. And sometimes when you're discouraged, you need to remind yourself of the promises of God's word, the truth of God's word. And exhort yourself in this. He says, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Otherwise, he's the one that's going to put the spring back in my step. He says, I need to hope thou in God. You know, there's many people in which I believe the word of God is marvelous. The word of God can bring us out of any despair, any discouragement, to remind ourselves how much God loves us and how much God is for us. But you know, even as we mentioned earlier in the book of Hebrews, it won't do anything for us if we just simply acknowledge what the Word of God can do for us. But unless we do something with the Word of God. And the Hebrews chapter 4 says it didn't profit them at all if it wasn't mixed with faith. We need to stand upon God's word, believe God's word, and really by taking those steps of faith and realizing that God so loves us and he wants to encourage us and build us up. So this day, if you find yourself in the place of the psalmist who cries out, my soul clings to the dust of the earth, and then his prayer, revive me, bring me back to life, O Lord, according to your word. And I know if that's you, and as you pray and you call out to the Lord will put that spring back into your step and give you hope, the hope of the gospel. And so I pray, Lord, we just pray that if anybody's listening to this day, maybe they stumbled across this little message, Lord, out of Psalm 119 and they're discouraged. Lord, I just pray that you might revive them according to your word, that you might bring them to the place where they realize the depth of love that you have for them, and that you might bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.